So, can you tell me a little bit about what happened, where at, and what happened when you went to go vote for Darren Bailey, and what time?
Okay, sure. I walked in at 7 o'clock this morning, about 7:15, and there were a lot of people sitting around. Half of them looked tired. There were donuts going around. I tried to. They changed my precinct. I'm sorry. They changed my ward because it was part of another ward that shouldn't have been, due to somebody running for office. So I thought that was initially the problem. They couldn't. They had me fill out a form, and then they were trying to look up my name, and they could not. And they thought that the problem was they changed precinct. I was precinct 3, and then I was precinct 5, and because of the change, they couldn't call me up to cast a vote. I waited there for a whole hour, and they still couldn't help me. They called downtown. They were trying to find the form for me, but everything was still in boxes. They were not prepared. And the couple behind me, as I was leaving, was having the same issue with the precinct change. So I left an hour later without being able to vote. And they told me they were sorry. There's nothing they can do. The woman they put me on the phone with downtown couldn't help me, and she was just talking out of left field about nothing. She did not resolve the problem. Nine people there could not resolve the problem, and they pretty much just sent me away and said sorry.
And you didn't wind up voting?
I could not, no.
Now, I wanted to ask, what do you know the election authority? Is it what county, and is there a name of that clerk's office?
Yes, Cook County, and the name of the voting place was in Chicago, Rutherford Sayre Park.
Can you spell that for me?
Sure. Rutherford F-O-R-D. Next word is Sayre, S-A-Y-R-E, Park.
Okay, and that's where the polling place was located in Chicago.
Correct.
Cook County.
Yes.
Okay.
The zip code is 60707.
Okay.
On Belden Avenue. Mm-hmm.
Now, did you happen to catch what kind of form they were trying to have you fill out? Was it like a voter registration?
It was behind them. It was something to try to vote away from using the machine, which was not what wasn't able to call up my name because of the precinct change.
Okay.
But I did fill out the form with my name, my birth date, the initial one. I had to do that 3 times because everybody was so clueless, they didn't know what was happening. If I filled it out, didn't fill it out, sent me to 3 different sections of the park, and they still couldn't help me.
Okay. Now, do you have, so they just sent you away and you couldn't vote?
Correct. Yes.
So what are, there's nothing you can do.
No.
So is this, and you were planning to vote for Darren Bailey, and
yes, ma'am.
Who were you all planning to vote for?
Like everyone, you mean?
Yeah. Were you just planning to vote Republican?
Yes.
Okay. Alrighty. And do you have names of anybody who you, like, of those 9 people who were sitting around trying to help you, do you have any names for me?
I do not.
That's okay. I'm going to call them and try to get some comment from them. And then I'm going to just take our little bit of interview here. And, I mean, the real story is that you just couldn't vote, and they're claiming it was because there was a precinct change. So
correct,
you were,
yes,
originally in one precinct, and then that precinct had changed over to a different precinct, and they couldn't find,
yes,
you in.
I thought it was because I went from the 36th ward to the 29th ward. I was the only block that should have been in another ward, and they finally changed it over. And the reason they did that, because somebody was running for alderman on my block, and they were trying to cut them out. And now they put me in a different ward as of 2 weeks ago and sent me a new card. So I thought that was the issue, but it was not the issue. I had the card with me. The issue was the precinct change. And they couldn't call me up on the system. And they couldn't even do it separately because they couldn't call me up on the system to even do it in a separate way. So they just, after 1 hour of my time, they sent me home.
And they just said that you're not voting today.
Correct. That is correct, yes. Not to come back. They didn't know if they could fix the problem.
And did they say that they would be in contact with you if they could fix
no,
the problem?
No, didn't care.
Wow. Okay. And So I also was curious about this precinct change. Did you show them your voter ID, an ID to try to prove who you were?
Yes.
Okay. And even after that, they still, and did
yeah,
you
license
have...
and card, nothing. They could not because there was a glitch on their little laptop, and they could not even call me up because of the precinct change.
Have you voted in elections before?
Oh, yeah, at that place for my whole life. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All righty. Well, I am going to write up a story. I'm going to call them for comment, see if they can give me anything to what this is all about. But I'm going to air your story anyway, even if they don't.
Okay. Can I ask when it's going to be on?
Yeah. So I'm going to plan on cutting this, and I'm going to try to get it in before 11 o'clock in our newscasts. It'll be clips, and I'm going to try to just say, you know, there was a voter. And can I get the spelling of your name?
Sure. My first name is Gina, G-I-N-A. My last name is L-I-G-U-O-R-I.
L-I-G-U-O?
Yes, it's grammatically incorrect.
R-I. L-I-G-U-O-R-I.
That is correct, yeah.
Wonderful. And do you mind if I ask your age, Gina?
56.
56? Okay, and your original precinct, what was the number again?
I don't know. It's either 3 or 5. It switched. I don't know which one. I could give you what I have on my card.
Yeah, that's what it, that's,
yeah,
that's,
that's
it.
Fine. I have, precinct 5, but they said they changed me to I used to be precinct 3, I believe. On my card, it says precinct 5.
Okay. And you showed them your ID and your voter card. It's incredible.
Correct,
now,
yes.